a lot, to give feedback on each other's work. Those connections, social capital, will really help our students in the world. To be prepared for the global marketplace, it's a pretty big advantage. More and more, we're getting this, how much value it is to interconnect with international students. And this was the last slide that was presented that day. Notice, this is what these levels of government want to do with these international students, to welcome, support them, to learn their value on campus, as this professor said, to create community connections. This is where the church can really move in and help these students in making those connections and getting used to living here in the GTA. Improve employment prospects, praying with them, helping them find their first job, and fostering entrepreneurship. When we first began ministry, we came back from Thailand in 2002. And we started international student ministry, or resumed it from another person at York University. And those that came at that time, they were all from mainland China. And so just last summer, we got some of them together again, as we try to each year. We're no longer working regularly with this group, although we're in contact now and then with some of them. But we said, hey, let's get together again. So in a park near where we live in North York, these are the ones that came together. As you can see, other than the helpers of us, they're all Mandarin speakers from mainland China. And then as our time went on at York University, by about 2008-09, the university was saying, you need to have a student executive. You just can't do things on campus as you choose. So we chose a student executive. And this is, after that previous gathering last summer, we got these ones together. This was our student executive more recently on campus. And as you can see, gathering in our home, the mix has changed, because more are coming from other countries also. And here we have some of our friends from Nigeria, from India, of course again from China, from the Philippines. A real joy to see and to have opportunity with these ones. So these ones helped us plan and so on activities on campus. Friday nights have been a real important time in our home. It used to be that we would meet in a church near campus, then we went back on campus and met on Friday nights. Now we're meeting in our home, and we have been for more than a year. And last year we did three different series of the Alpha program with students, and then this year Christianity Explored. This was a time when we gathered on a Friday night. These are those that my wife makes all the food. Very international dishes she prepares, and we just eat together, and then we move into the time of watching a video and then discussing it and saying, what are you seeing there? What is it? How are you feeling about what you're seeing? What is it that God is saying here? So just here we have people from Thailand, India, Iran, Korea, Ukraine, Japan, and Tibet. So different aspects of different people there. And this is the larger group standing up. Students who have left family, have left friends back home, and they really appreciate just getting together somewhere and getting to know one another, and being just getting a break from studies and campus life. But also we trust God is tugging on their hearts to get to know Him. So now the campus at York, they provide a room for these international students to get together twice a week. They provide the coffee, they provide the cookies, And they say to the international students, come hang out here, just sit and get to know one another. So I've been attending this twice a week since last summer and joining them as they sit there. And as I get to know them, I say, pass them a card. Hey, Friday nights we do a thing at our house. Why don't you come over? My wife makes the food. We watch a video. We talk about it. And some of them, that's where some of them have come from that join us on a Friday night. They've come from this. And then they come. I drive up to campus with my car, pick up. I say, if you want a ride, I'll be in front of such and such a building at such and such a time. I can drive you there, or here's our address, come by TTC, and so on. So the Alpha program has a weekend away. And one of the people in our church said, oh, if you ever want to use our cottage, we have a cottage up in Muskoka. So that's what we did. And so our weekend away. So here's the group. And on the Sunday noon, Kathy again made the food, and we were around the table. But we did two or three sessions there up at that cottage that weekend. Such a joy to be together and to expose them to more of Canada and cottage life that some Canadians have the opportunity to take advantage of, and so on, and just to get out of the city. And some of them said, wow, this is just amazing. So good to be out of the city. And of course, it's so wonderful to be able to point them to the creation that God created. And then some of them then end up coming to church with us. Here's our church that we attend in southern Etobicoke, at the intersection of Kipling and Eglinton, close to Kipling and Eglinton. Here we have Filipino, Vietnamese, Korean, and Indian joining us there in the lobby of our church. Just the way that God is working on different people and giving them opportunity to be amongst worshipers, to get to know who this God is, that he's not just Joseph's son, but he's the God who has a heart for the whole world. Last August, early September, a group of us were able to help welcome at the airport, Pearson Airport, international student, new international students as they were arriving at Terminals 3 and 1. We were able to get the opportunity, worked with the Airport Authority to be able to be there, to have a display, as it were, and as they came down the ramp, to try to think, okay, which ones are international students? Do they look like they know where they're going? Have they got somebody here? Or are they totally lost? Do they need help? And so we'd say, oh, are you an international student? Can we help you? Where are you going? What campus? And then to pass them a sheet, by the way, at your campus, and we had all the campuses listed, there's this Christian ministry that, or this group of people that will help you if you need. There's their contact information and so on, and we try to get there sometimes and then keep connecting with them. And so these are ones from that were helping us there at York or involved with York. Two of these are Thai and one is Japanese. And so this is just one of the teams that was there over that about 6-day period there at Pearson. The first time that we joined a group at international students, they had a gathering every Christmas time, a 5-day, they called it Christmas camp, up in Muskoka, up near Huntsville. And at that time, we met an Iranian family that joined that international student. They had children that were in university age, and so one of those people we got to know and we've kept in touch with over the years from Iran, and he invited us just last summer to join a group of them at a restaurant. So these are all Iranians besides ourselves. What a joy to be there. And sometimes when we've got together with them and they've come over, I'd say, oh, I'd just like to give thanks to God for the food and for you. And they said, wow, you pray. And sometimes they want to take a picture of me praying, giving thanks. God is opening doors like this. And then a little while later, they invited us to their parents' home on Yonge Street, just north of Shepherd. And some of them were there and some of the others, and they prepared the food. And again, we're just trusting God works through these opportunities to speak to these people who've come to Toronto, who sometimes they stay in their own community only. They don't get out and they don't have connections out, or they feel shy or whatever. And yet God gives us a chance with them sometimes to just share with them. I don't know if any of you have been aware of something that's called, if we could go back to the other, there's a booklet that's out that's called 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World. And and it helps us to know ways to be missional. You might think, well, how can I, what can I do? Maybe I can't go to Thailand right now or some other place, or Zarephath as it were. And yet there are ways that we can all be involved in what is on the heart of God for the nations. We can learn. We can learn about what God is doing. And one way that we've been learning more is through this booklet, which shows us different areas of the Muslim world, and every day during Ramadan, and it's almost finished Ramadan now, it finishes July 4th, it asks you to pray for a different area of the Muslim world, and it gives some information, and the whole theme is hospitality. How do the Muslim world, how good are they at hospitality? And as we experienced among Muslims in the far south of Thailand, near Malaysia, their hospitality is amazing. And sometimes when they have a guest, or often when they have a guest, they will just so lavishly pour on hospitality that sometimes they'll go in debt for that guest. And as we've been reading this past month, then they'll say, oh, you've got to stay for 3 days. You just can't eat with us. You've got to stay with us. And so on. So you can see how, as followers of Christ, we can take up these opportunities and say, by the way, thank you. We really are humbled by your hospitality. We really appreciate what you're doing. And then to begin to live and share about Christ. So we learn, we pray. How are Kathy and I end up in Thailand with OMF? God began tugging at our hearts as we began praying for the Muslim world. And not only praying for those that were out there serving, but God then began to speak to our hearts and saying, maybe you should consider being there. And so we pray, we can go, we can send others. And as I've been saying, we can welcome those coming in our midst. I noticed your church is 10-minute drive from UTM, or a half-hour public transit. And wonderful opportunities that God and positions us so that we can connect with those internationals in our midst. And we can mobilize, we can help to help others go. Ways to be missional. There's a course called Perspectives. It's a great way to learn about what God's doing in the world. And it's just started, another one has just started downtown Toronto at Knox Church every Wednesday evening for 15 weeks on God's heart for the world and how can I learn, how can I pray, how can I be involved. And you can check that website if you're interested. But in about 2 or 3 weeks, there's a conference down at U of T on their main campus, St. George campus, at Wycliffe College called ACME. Kathy and I have been to this conference in the States in years past, but this year, their annual conference is in Canada, and it's in Toronto, and it's at U of T. It's amazing, because Toronto, as we know, is so multicultural. God's bringing the nations and continues to. And so they've chosen to have their annual conference here in Toronto. And it's June 13 to 15, and the theme is Global Campus. And if you're interested, the website is acme-ism.org. And I have some flyers about that, remind you about that. If you're interested in just learning, what is God doing? Will that mean anything to me? How can I get excited about it? How can I do anything? And that's what this whole conference is about. They have workshops about churches getting involved, or being involved on campus, how to do it, and with whom to do it, and how to prepare for it, and how to be equipped, and so on. So that's an exciting thing coming just in a few weeks. And as I mentioned, this 30-day of prayer booklet, but also there are videos. And in our home where we live in North York, after our kids moved out, we had some empty space. My wife is one of 9 children. She's used to lots of people, and I so appreciate it. I'm learning from her. And so we heard of an international student that needed a place to stay. Oh, come stay with us. And that led to more and others, and then those ones would move on and out and others. And so right presently, we have a Japanese Christian living with us and 2 from India living with us. And every evening now during this Ramadan with this Japanese Christian, we gather together and watch the next video on prayercast.com about the Muslim world. And wouldn't you know it, last night's video, yesterday's video from prayercast.com was about the Indo-Malay world of Islam, where we lived for so long. And this Japanese Christian, her father from Japan, worked in Indonesia when she was growing up. So has taken her to Indonesia a few times. And so it was just so heartwarming to see this part of the Muslim world again, and what God is about, and what the needs are, and just to be praying for these people, these speakers of Malay. There's 330 million of them in Indonesia, Singapore, Malaysia, southern Philippines, southern Thailand. So two different ways of praying for this part of the world. So how did Jesus then handle this? Let's go back to our passage. Notice they were first, they thought well of Jesus. He told them about Elisha, and God's heart for others. It's not just about Nazareth. And all the people in the synagogue were furious when they heard this. They got up, drove him out of town, and took him to the brow of the hill on which the town was built, in order to throw him off the cliff. But he walked right through the crowd and went on his way. Sometimes God's heart for others is not easily received. It wasn't for Jesus. They wanted to figure him out. They wanted to control, as it were, what he did. But he wanted to tell them it's more than just about us. It's about others. It's about God's heart for sharing him with others. And even though they wanted to push him off a cliff, as they did with Paul when he shared his testimony in the end of the book of Acts, they got angry at him. He walked right through and went on his way. to continue to train his own followers, disciples, and then at the end, after his resurrection, send them out to share God's truth with others. The title of this talk has been Getting to Know and Move in Step with Our Glocal God. Glocal being global and local of what God's doing in our world. Can you pray with me? Dear God, thank you so much for the opportunity you've given to us to look into what you are about, what your heart is, that you long that you be known among the nations, that you be known by us, that your heart beats for all peoples. And Lord, we pray that you will lead each of us on and on to know you better and to walk behind you as you lead us into ways, maybe places where we've never been, maybe opportunities that, Lord, you open up, you burden our hearts for, that we can serve you, that we can share the light of the gospel, Jesus, with others who don't yet know him. So thank you. Thank you for bringing us to this place, to this city. Thank you for bringing others amongst us, Lord, where we live. And thank you that you can empower us to share your heart and your truth with them. In Jesus' name, amen.